Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for continuing to hang out with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's October. In October, one of the things we know about October is it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You've seen people all over the place, television, sports, athletes wearing the pink, and so many different variations on that theme. So we're recognizing that this disease is part of our lives, and we're doing something about it, and a lot has been done about it. And over the years, in almost 20 years, a number of the ladies in my brain trust have become breast cancer patients and been diagnosed with breast cancer, and about 10 or so. And over the last several years, we've dedicated one of our shows in October to that with some of the ladies. And we have two of them with us today. Joan Pride is with the government. She works for the U.S. government. And she's was a regular on my guest on my show for about 15 years, and she's our good friend. Joan, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. And Dr. Judith Thank Glazer you. Is an amazing lady. She's the CEO of Benchmark Communications, author of a number of books on emotional intelligence, and also, as is Joan, a breast cancer survivor. Judith Glazer, welcome back to the show.
I'm really thrilled to be back this time, for sure.
Yeah.
So thanks for having me. Yeah.
Say hi to Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hey, Judith,
great
to talk
to you again. Yeah, you do. I hear your name, Pride, and I will always think Pride in our government because of you.
You don't get that a lot, do you, Joan?
No, I don't.
give me some more of it. Hey, Judith, tell the audience where you are right now.
I'm in the hospital, in the waiting room, about to go in to get a double dose of chemo for what started out to be breast cancer. And transformed into breast cancer, followed by pancreatic cancer, which happened in October, actually 2 years ago. And I don't even remember if I was on the show last year because I was potentially getting surgery.
I don't think you were.
Yeah. So I had a double mastectomy last year. And then it didn't. You want the story?
Yes, ma'am.
So it didn't heal. And I felt a pain underneath my ribs. My doctor didn't know what it was, and doctors who are in different fields don't know how to bring people from one area of cancer to another easily. So she said, I'll get you a pain doctor, because I had pain, and she didn't say let me x-ray it to see what's going on. So I put myself into the hospital, in Norwalk Hospital, and fortunately the angels were with me, and the doctor who was supposed to be there was sick, and a new doctor came in who was a gastrointestinal specialist. And as soon as he saw me, he said, you know, you have... something's going on here, and I have to operate, basically. And he went in, and with a scope, not only did he put a stent in, because I was what are you, jaundiced? And that was the clue that he knew that was a sign that something else was happening. Yeah, and so he went in and saw the tumor. At that time, it was a five centimeter tumor wrapped around the top of my pancreas. And most people who have pancreatic cancer, let alone having two cancers at once, there's only 1% chance that you're going to live.
Right.
So here I am to be on your show, and I am very excited
We're thanking God for that too. And now you're there for chemo because you've got some other issues with it. You got some things on your lungs. Is that right?
Well, stage 4 pancreatic cancer means that it invades every cell in my body. And so we were able to close down a big tumor, the 5 centimeter tumor. And the doctor said he doesn't even need to x-ray that part of my body now.
Yeah.
But it's gone into my lungs. There are 5 nodules, of which 4 are decreasing because of the chemo, which is part of what I'm getting today.
Right.
And they're decreasing, and they're so small, they're like not even a quarter of a pea.
Mm-hmm.
That's how little they are. But there's one that grew a little bit, and so we wanted to do everything we can.
Yeah. Joan, you remember your chemo, don't you, Joan?
Oh, very well, very well. It was 17 years ago, amazingly enough. I'm kind of a dinosaur. I think they do chemo differently now, but they hit me pretty hard. I think it was every 3 weeks or so, and that's a lot of chemo to take that often, and it was over a period of 6 months.
And then you followed up with how much radiation, 20-something weeks or something, right?
6 weeks. I had to go every day for about six and a half weeks, yes.
Yeah. So the treatment was pretty tough, but she's still here 17 years late. 17, is that right? 17 years later.
And, that's right. Well, it's interesting
We're going to have more of these stories, folks. This is courage, ladies and gentlemen, that you're hearing from these two heroes of mine. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.